It is working. Be welcome to adjust your posture in whatever way would feel good to you to bring as much comfort into the body as possible, including reclining if you can find space and that is seems of interest to you. We'll continue our exploration of this quality of metta, of goodwill. The Buddha once described the practice of metta and the other Brahma viharas, metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha, in this way. One abides pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to oneself, one abides pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. So this image of a quality of abiding with the mind imbued with this energy, this quality, and then radiating that out in different directions, touching all beings. So we'll explore the practice in a version of this particular way today. And we'll begin with simply letting yourself be just as you are right now. So much of the time we are human doings, and we're going to become a human being now to start. So whatever is happening for you in your body and mind right now, just let it be that way. So let go of anything that feels like something you're trying to do or focus on or work on. What's it like to just simply be? The breath breathing itself, sounds coming and going by themselves, sensations arising and passing in the body, thoughts and images and different mental activity happening by itself. Awareness arises and passes. Just let everything be. Maybe this is the practice of kindness. letting oneself simply be with no agenda, nothing to work on or fix or attend to, no one to be. This could be a practice of loving kindness right now. And from this place of a kind of real deep simplicity of simply being, you can invite the attention to move to and rest at the area we call the heart center. But if you want to do that, or if it seems interesting, or maybe at some point you found that it's useful or interesting to you, this area at the base of the sternum, there's a tender spot there. You could let one of your hands rest in this part of the body, or perhaps breathe into that area if you want to, if you've decided to check it out today. But you're not looking for or trying to create some special feeling. This area we call the heart center, seat of dignity and love. In some parts of the world, they would say this is where the mind resides. The physical home or seat of the mind. In some parts of the world, it's seen as here in the heart center. And if you've decided to invite the attention there, just let it be there very simply. And if the attention wanders away, that's okay. You can invite it back at some point. And now you can maybe picture a kind of lamp there. It's a special kind of lamp arising in the center there. And there's a spark, a little ember glowing there. It's the ember of your own goodness and your own wish to be happy. Just a little spark or ember. You can take a moment now and just reflect on your efforts over the course of the day today. Not an assessment of how you think you did. No matter what you think, you're wrong. But just connecting with the fact that you have been here, that you have done your best to live carefully without harming, done your best to be present with your experience of body and mind, and have brought forward into your heart, in whatever way it showed up for you, this intention to cultivate wisdom and love. But some aspect of that has been there for you today. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a gift to others and to yourself to tune the mind in this way, to turn the mind towards this kind of beautiful intention. And there's a deep goodness to that that has nothing to do with your assessment of how your practice is going. And you can touch into that and let that, let those reflections brighten that little ember, the little spark in your lamp in the center. And it's a special kind of lamp that you can open a door on one side of it and the light starts to stream out. And so you're going to open a door on the side of your lamp that faces towards the front of the room, towards where I'm sitting and Roxanne is sitting and the Buddha statue up here, up on this raised platform. And you slowly open the door of your lamp and the light starts to stream out. And this light is carrying a simple energy of goodwill. And it's born of your own good intention and your own wish to be happy. Really simple connection to that, and it flows out and it touches the people in the room who are sitting or reclining in that direction, and it washes over them like light, like a warm, gentle breeze, and it's the simple energy wishing them to be happy and safe, and it's washing over Roxanne and me, touching all the cells in our body. And it spreads out like a cone from the center, widening and out through the building here, across the upper walking room, someone on the staff who's sitting in the staff dining room. They just finished their day and they're tired. And this energy of metta washes over them with the wish they would be happy. And it just spreads out in this first direction, the direction towards the Buddha. We'll call it the south, the direction south, in the southern direction. And it washes over someone driving down Pleasant Street, heading home after a long day at work, and they're wondering if they might stop to buy a pizza to take home. And Joseph Goldstein is in his house next door, and he's heating up a bowl of chicken soup. And there are people meditating in some of the apartments where the teacher houses are. And the neighbors nearby, they're trying to get their children ready for bed, and the children are running around, racing all over. And this wish for happiness and ease washes over them. Someone who's comforting her 1.5-year-old toddler who's fallen down and skinned his knee and is crying. And it spreads out across Barry, and someone is very old and they're coming to the end of their life. And their mind is confused and they can't remember where they are, or even what their name is. And there's someone shopping in the store trying to decide if they can afford to really buy anything because money is really tight these days, and they're waiting for their next Social Security check. And they've decided that they can afford this one carton of milk. And it spreads out, and somewhere there's a baby just being born, taking its first breath. And the energy of well-wishing and love touches every part of that little baby. And in another place, there's someone, and just now, they're breathing out their final breath of this life. And this metta is washing over and spreading, carried along with that final breath. And it spreads out in this direction, touching all the beings, birds who are finding a place to roost, squirrels and chipmunks settling into their nest for the night, a deer grazing by the side of a stream. And all these beings, large and small, seen and unseen, and this energy of love washes over and through them like light, like a gentle radiation. And it just keeps spreading in that direction, touching all those beings. May they all be happy and safe, free of trouble and worry. And you let it go, it has its own energy, and you gently come back to the center, perhaps reconnecting through touch or breath or an image. And your lamp is shining in the southern direction, and you open another door, and this is the door that faces in the direction of the setting sun, out towards the lawn and the driveway in that direction. And the light begins to shine out, and it moves and touches those in the hall. There's someone who's had a really hard day, and they're not sure they can make it through even this period of meditation. There's someone else who's filled with joy and ease. And this wish of goodwill and metta washes over and through them, touching everyone in the western direction. Out across the lawn, there's a squirrel finding one final acorn to eat before it goes to bed. And there's someone in the house across the street, one of the staff members that lives there, and they're finding some things to put together for a simple dinner. They're just having a piece of toast, but they got some avocado. Someone gave them avocado, and they haven't had one for a long time, and they're happy. They're so happy to have an avocado. And it spreads out through the woods, and there are birds roosting in the trees, and the pond, there's a beaver swimming, and an otter. And it washes over them, and the housing down by Gaston Pond, some of the staff who live there. And one of them has had a bad cough all week, and they're pretty worried what it might be. And they're just feeling not so good today, and it continues to spread out across the fields, and all the beings, large and small, those who are just now coming to birth, and those who are just now taking their last breath. And it spreads out, people driving in their cars, in their homes. And it washes over all the beings in this western direction, bathing them like a soft breeze, like light, touching every part of them with this simple wish that they be happy and safe, that they be at ease. And you let it go, and it just has its own momentum spreading out in the western direction, the second quarter. And you gently invite your attention, the mind and heart, to come back to the center. You may reconnect there through touch or an image. And your light is shining now in two directions, and it's getting brighter just through the action of opening the doors of the lamp. It's starting to glow brighter like a little star. And a star shines in all directions, and you open gently and carefully the door of your lamp that goes to the northern direction. the direction of the back of the hall where the beautiful Kuan Yin statue is, and the blankets and cushions in the back. And it spreads in that direction, and it touches all those in the room, sitting and reclining. And some of them are happy, and some of them are angry. Some of them wish they had not come here tonight, and some are happy they're here. All the different beings in the room, all your comrades on this retreat, and this gentle wish, may you be happy and safe, and it washes over and through them like light, like a gentle breeze. And it passes out through the walls and down over the lawn, and there's someone on staff walking up to go do their laundry, and someone in one of the cottages, and they're really tired after today's day at work, but they're going to read some poetry. It continues down through the woods and all the small animals, insects, and down to the little pond, and there are tadpoles and little fish, and a beaver is there, found a good stick to chew on. May they all be happy. Someone driving on Pleasant Street, they're heading home, and they're looking forward just to walking in the door and just putting everything down. And this energy of goodwill spreads further up towards Petersham Town and all the people there. Someone's still at work in the country store. They're stocking the shelves and wishing they could just go home. And there's a new baby being nursed. And the mother's love is simple and sweet. And there are people in their houses and people driving in cars and animals sleeping and awake, nighttime animals just getting going, all these beings, and just like you, they have this simple wish to be happy and safe, and this energy of love just spreads out and touches all of them. It's like a gentle breeze, like light, and it just continues to spread in that direction, touching all the beings, whatever beings there may be in this direction, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none of them. The great ones, the mighty ones, medium-sized like us, short and small. May they all be happy. May they be at ease. And we let that energy go and come back to the center and reconnect there. And this little star in the center of our lamp is glowing brighter and brighter with each moment. And we can rest a hand at the heart center or breathe into this part. Maybe our breath fans the star to make it glow even brighter. And we open the door in the eastern direction, the direction of the courtyard and the dormitories here. And it spreads out, getting wider and wider and touching all the beings. And it overlaps with the other directions. So now the star is glowing in four directions, this little light of metta. And it touches those beings here in the hall. Some of them are lying down, one of them has fallen asleep. Some are sitting. And it washes over the courtyard where there are some small animals who've found a place to sleep for the night. And the chipmunk in the stone wall. And someone who's in their room now and they've just decided, I'm done for today. And they're resting. And they feel a little bit guilty, but mostly really happy. and out into the woods, and there are deer walking in the woods. Birds roosting in the trees, insects and worms in the ground. And all the different beings in this direction, people in their houses in the woods. Pete and Melissa are at home, and they harvested some honey today, and they're making some bread in their homemade brick and mud oven, focaccia. And they got an avocado too. And they're feeling happy. And the swish of love flows out and touches all these beings. Someone driving too fast in their car, and they're just so angry at what happened at work today. And they don't even know if they want to go home. They're just driving. And there's someone who's sick in their house, and someone's having a party. It's their son's birthday, 4 years old. And this wish of metta, of goodwill, just spreads out. It touches all these beings living their lives in all the different ways they're living their lives, spreading out, touching them all. Those are seen and unseen, near and far away, those born and those just now taking birth, and those who just now are coming to the end of their life, and that last exhalation carries this wish of love on in that direction, touching all the beings. May they all be happy. All be happy and safe. And you let that energy of goodwill just spread in that direction. And you gently come back to the center. And the little star in your lamp is glowing, glowing by itself. And now you have a way that you can take the top and the bottom off of the lamp. And the lamp just flows away, it falls away. And now there's just a little star there, glowing and shining in all directions. And it shines upward to the skies and all the small insects and beings living in the air, and up through the heavens, touching all beings in this direction, seen and unseen. Beings whose bodies are made of fine material like light, and beings who have no material form at all. And it shines down also through the earth, and beings who live down in the earth, underground, ones that we have never even imagined. And it touches all the beings above and below, around and everywhere. In all directions, all the beings living their lives, trying their best, beings who are happy, beings who are sad, beings at ease, beings who are struggling in health and in sickness, large and small. Beings just now coming into life and beings just now leaving this life. All around and everywhere, like light, like a gentle radiation touching all the beings in all directions, just flowing out by itself. And you just let it go, and the little star is shining by itself. And you don't have to make any effort or do anything or think about anything. Just let it shine. And you can come back to the center. And perhaps in some simple way touch once more your own wish to be happy. And knowing that all those here in this room who you have come on retreat with, just as you wish to be happy, so too they wish to be happy. And we have this connection through this shared wish and through our intention to look for happiness in a place where we might actually find it. And this beautiful wish to cultivate wisdom and love that we share with everyone here, and all the different ways we might express that. And we can feel the warmth of that connection. And as we rest here, we can start letting go of images and of any words, letting go of anything that feels like a practice or something you're trying to do. Coming back to this place of simply being, just as you are, and however you are is just the right way to be. And the breath is breathing itself. And the sound of my voice and other soft sounds come and go by themselves. The robin singing one last time before the day ends. And different sensations in the body arise and pass. And thoughts and moods and mental images come and go. They just do it by themselves. And you don't need to pick anything up or work on anything. Simply being, just as you are, with nothing you have to do, nowhere you have to go, no one you have to be. Nothing to fix or work on. Nothing to get. Nothing to get rid of. There's nothing to hold on to. And there's nothing to let go of. There's no inside, there's no outside. There's no meditation, and there's no one who's trying to meditate. I'll close this period with a short blessing chant. It's called May There Be All Blessings. And this is my wish for you now and always. Bhavatu sabha mangalam. May there be all blessings. Rakantu sabha devata. May all the devas protect you. Sabha buddha nubhavena. Sabha dhamma nubhavena. Sabha sangha nubhavena. Sadasoti bhavantu te. By the power of all the Buddhas, all of the Dhamma, and all of the Sangha, may you always be well. Thank you for your practice. There's time now for some walking meditation. And we'll have chanting again at 8:45 and another short sitting. You can sit as long as you want, of course, but we'll ring the bell after just a short sitting. So please be welcome.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.